Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this episode, I'm chatting with my friend Krista Moritz. She's a TBI survivor, a designer, a dancer, and she's quickly become one of my favorite people in the world. And you'll understand why after listening to this. Boom, intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Running theme. Every week. Say it every week, mean it every week. Very special episode with me, not live and in studio, way somewhere over in another part of the country, my new dear friend, Krista. What's up, Krista?
Hi.
That's now I say somewhere in the country. Where are you?
I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Sorry, I'm okay.
A little squeaky. I don't know why.
That's okay. I sound like this all the time. I should remember that because we just spoke because my dear friend Mimi Hayes was in Denver. Well, not in Denver. She was in Colorado, her home state, for like a wedding thing, one of her friends' bachelorette party things. And we talked about that because you have a friend as a comedian, as like a whole connection thing. And that just happened a few days ago and gone. Just out of my, I don't know if you know this or not, Chris. I have a brain injury.
No. What?
One of the side effects is memory loss. So a lot of the questions I'll be asking you will be questions I'm sure I've asked you like several times, but I will start out how I start out every interview on the show, which is, Krista, how are you part of this amazing brain injury community?
Well, see, what happened was over, I don't know about if this is a thing in LA where you're at, but there are these trendy little scooters that people take around the city called, I'm going to drop the name. I'm giving full credit to Lime Scooters. There are these fancy little scooters that people take around town. And I was going to a concert and I was just minding my own business, having a great little time on these things. They are fun if you ride responsibly, which I thought I was. I was just moving around another pedestrian and I flew off of the scooter by accident and just tried to fly a little bit, not really great at flying.
Right.
And I face planted right in front of these pedestrians, probably scared the shit out of them. Mm. And yeah, landed on my chin.
Were you wearing a helmet?
No, I was not.
Okay.
That's how we ride responsibly, but I was not, but I did land on my chin. Here's a little PSA for everybody listening. When you fall, don't stick your chin out. And I broke my jaw and my jaw bone severed my carotid artery. Yeah. It's cool. Ooh. I'm still here.
Yes.
Threw a nice little clot up into my MCA. So had a lovely little stroke.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Just a little bit.
I But okay. A lot of people get uncomfortable and I get a lot of shit. And I'm not being dismissive of your injury. I'm not. And I'm not making light of your injury. Sometimes like I'll laugh and I kind of joke a little bit. I just like to kind of take a little bit of the power away from the intensity of this life altering situation and focus on the thing that you just said. It's okay. I'm here. Yeah, you are here. So that's what really matters. And that's like what we focus on. Not, oh my God. So yeah, it's horrible. I've never heard of anything like that before. That isn't a very normal way to have your stroke. Oh yeah, my jawbone severed. Did you have to have reconstructive surgery on your jaw?
Kind of. They wired my jaw shut, which was a really awesome way to spend my wedding anniversary.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I had multiple surgeries after this, but they definitely tried to heal it by wiring my jaw shut for about 4 months.
Oh my God.
So after 4 months of eating soup and smoothies, I'm good now.
Well, okay. So like visually you look amazing. Like I would never say, oh man, you definitely had reconstructive jaw surgery. And like, I would have never have known that because they did like a phenomenal job. That is crazy. Okay. So after you had your stroke, so was the stroke immediate?
Yeah, it was pretty immediate. I'm in the ambulance and there's this doctor like,
hey, by the way, you're having a stroke.
You're going to have brain surgery. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. Like, that's just, you know, some information that you just casually tell me while I'm just kicking it in the ambulance. No big deal.
Right.
That's cool. So got to the hospital. They had to give me a craniectomy to allow my brain to swell. So
right,
I don't know
right.
if, do you know what that is?
Yeah, well, they remove a chunk of your brain, right? Or
yeah.
a chunk of your brain, a chunk of your skull, because your brain swells and it needs a place to go.
Yes. So I had a really fabulous, squishy brain side of the right side of my head was really, really, really squishy. It was like the same consistency as your cheek, kind of. It was very weird.
Oh my God. That makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah. It was weird. You can't sleep on that side and in fear of a hemorrhagic stroke, kind of what you had. So my doctors did a great job of scaring the shit out of me. They're like, hey, if you do something to this side of your head, then you're going to hemorrhage. And I'm like, thanks. Great.
Fucking frightening. Oh, okay. So there must have been a certain amount of panic every day.
Absolutely. I was living in fear up until today.
Yesterday, chaos. Today, amazing.
Yesterday, not so much.
I had a shunt put in because my brain was bleeding and the blood was making the brain swell. So they had to remove the blood by putting a shunt in my head. So I have like this, it's this teeny tiny little scar on my head where they put the shunt in. Nobody could tell me different. I felt when I got home, when I was taking a shower, that if I let the shower hit the top of my head, water was going to get in my brain. I no one can tell. Doctors told me, no, that's not a thing. Everybody explained to me exactly what it was. I knew 100% that if I took a shower and the water was on top of my head, it was going to go in my brain. I was going to die. I had all of these irrational fears. How were you able to get through that? Just that fear.
Patience. I'm sure any other brain injury survivor listening to this will understand that lovely P word, patience.
Did you have patience before your brain injury?
Wait it out.
Did you have patience before your brain injury?
I guess so.
Okay. Okay.
I worked in construction, so I had to wait for a lot of stuff. but yeah, I guess. After my cranioplasty, when I had my bone put back in my head, I came home with staples still in my head and I was terrified to take a shower. Yeah, same thing. I was afraid of like water getting into my brain.
I feel that.
My head would just be one giant waterbed.
Yeah, I would be swishing around. Like even though people told you that you didn't have to worry about that, I'm sure you still had that fear. I you know what? I go back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't let the water touch above my eyebrows for like the first 2 months when I got home. Like, you know, I'm a bald guy. I didn't have to wash my hair or anything. So it's fine. But it was just so crazy. So after you got home, what were the deficits that came along with your brain injury?
I had left side weakness, still do. Mm-hmm. So my left arm is still just like a piece of skin with a little bit of muscle that works sometimes. My left leg, still just dragging along. I kind of feel like a pirate. Like I'm just dry. I give the stanky leg a new name, a new meaning.
Well, you have a great Halloween costume ready to go then.
You're right.
You know, see, we got to look at the positive side of a brain injury.
Yeah, we have to. Just so, like you said, you know, we've got to bring humor into it.
Look, we do. We have to laugh more than we cry. And I always say that like recovery after a brain injury, I kind of feel it's like Joaquin Phoenix when he said in the movie Joker, where he's like, I used to think that my life was a tragedy. Turns out it's a comedy. And if you look at it like that, everything's a lot better. Things are a lot much more. These are easier pills to swallow. So when it comes to your left side, have you gained more functionality since you've gotten home from the hospital?
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, I wouldn't say functionality. The biggest thing that I could do with my arm, I'm embarrassed to say, I can punch a hole in the wall. I'm stronger than I thought. But yeah, so that's not functional unless it's demo day.
Then well, you know, you did work. You did work construction. You're like, hey, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, so we're good.
When you're not punching holes,
I can't grab anything at this point. So it's I don't know.
Yeah. You can't grab anything yet. It's all a process.
Yeah, like
it's all
a process. Right.
You know, we have to be really careful with our words, I think, where it's like, oh, I can't do this. Well, you can't do it right now. You'll be able to at some point. We just have to keep pushing forward. So when you're not punching through walls, how has recovery been?
You know, it's been great. I guess you were, we were earlier before we started recording talking about nerdums. And I guess, I mean, sorry, I'm jumping ahead, but
no worries.
A little bit of one of my nerdums would be a little bit PT-ish. So I've been doing a lot more PT than your average person. I just love movement. And so I've been able to do a lot more with my body than I ever could before. And I'm stoked about it.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
I can dance a little bit, and I mean more than just the two-step. And I'm such a nerd. I can jump. I'm not jumping. I mean, yeah, I jumped off a step yesterday.
Hey, yeah. That's a big deal.
I think so, too. Yeah, I can get on a Peloton and go for a bike ride. So that's kind of cool. So I'm able to do a lot more physically than I ever could. But functionally, it's not really that functional. Can't really pick anything up. I definitely tried to do laundry. My husband will be like, no, that's not functional. That's okay. Well, he's helping, so that's cool.
Right. How long have you been married?
Let's see. 5 years?
5 years. How long were you dating? Wait, 5 years. How long were you guys together before you got married?
We were together for about 10 years.
God dang.
You know.
No, I do. I've been with my significant other. We can't really remember. We think we're going on 12 years. We think.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're not sure. It's like it's over a decade for sure, but we have no idea if it's closer to like 13. Like we don't know. So it's just been, to me, it's just been infinity. Oh, and I'm going to tell my stupid joke that I love now. To me, it doesn't seem like 12 years. It seems like 12 minutes. Underwater, come on.
That's awesome. I mean, time flies when you're having fun, right?
No, it does. And so here is like the weird uncomfortable part of this right now. Well, it's uncomfortable for most people, and this is really sad. Okay, most relationships don't last after a brain injury. They just don't, and that really it hurts my heart.
Same.
How has that affected your marriage? How has that affected your relationship after your brain injury?
Well, in a weird way, it's brought us even closer. It's mm-hmm. been really, really, really difficult. I mean, let's be honest. We spent our wedding anniversary in a hospital. I mean, poor guy. I mean, my husband is the strongest person I've ever met in my whole life. He held my hand while they've got like screwdrivers in my mouth. Like, yeah, there's literally screws in my gums.
Oh,
and he's
my
like
God.
Sitting there while I'm like screaming and shaking. My whole left side is actually shaking. I mean, at the time it was paralyzed. Right. So they got my left side moving. I guess that's good, but it was just awful. He's sitting there like holding me while I'm just screaming and crying. And that was a great anniversary. So that's cool. Wow.
If nothing else, it was memorable.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah. So it's been really, really difficult. I would be lying if I said it was a walk in the park, but mm-hmm. it's been really, really hard for both of us, but
right.
it's brought us closer because we're able to communicate better and we're kind of forced to have to sit down and be like, all right, we have to get better at this.
Right.
We're not going to let this shit tear us apart.
And no, hey, curse away. It's fine. I only know like five words and two of them are curses. So it's cool. I think after a brain injury, it's one of the most, it's just terrible that people are just like, oh yeah, it's too difficult now. I'm out of here. But it's a lot more frequent than you think. Even with me, when I was in the hospital, Felice was telling me that people were saying, oh, and they were kind of like freaking her out. And when she didn't leave, they're like, oh, that's great. And she's kind of like, there wasn't an option. You know what I mean? It's like, just because something bad happens doesn't mean I'm going to like tuck tail and leave. I'm thankful she didn't, because, you know, she literally could have just left me in bed and I would have woken up and just been like, oh, I guess this is what life is now. You know, she didn't do that. So now all the dumb shit that I do, all the inappropriate jokes, it's not my fault. She could have laughed. It's her fault.
Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. So now I'm going to use that against
you. Oh my God. You have to anytime. And look, I'll pull the stroke card. I'll pull the brain injury card. At any point when I say something, she's like, especially with like my dumbass sense of humor, I'll say something really inappropriate. And I'm like, Hey, you could have left me in the hospital. You chose this. You chose this, right? You could do the same thing with your husband.
I might do that. I can't say that it was his choice. Unfortunately, my accident was on his birthday, so I don't know if he really had a choice.
Crystal, what are you doing, man?
I know.
So terrible. forever now, his birthday is not his birthday. It's your accident anniversary, okay? And forever,
we gotta do something special this year.
Yeah, anniversary will always be tied in to this brain. Which, you know what? I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think we need to celebrate like our brain injuries. Like I do.
Yeah.
I have my strokeversary coming up August 4th. So wait, when was your brain injury?
Mine's September 18th.
Of last year?
Last year, yeah.
You haven't even been, it hasn't even been a year.
Yeah, it's been about 10 months.
Oh, you rookie. You youngin.
I know.
You infant.
I forgot to mention that part. My bad.
Wow, you're so early in your recovery. You know what I think is great though? You're so early, but you're still so motivated and you still have like a great energy about you where there's so many people who are just so disillusioned with everything and they just kind of give up. I don't think, and again, I don't know you super well. We just became homies recently. But I don't think you really have that in you. Have you always kind of had this drive, or is that something that hit you after your brain injury?
I've definitely always had this drive, but I also don't know if I mean, just like you were saying about your significant other, I don't have a choice to give up. I'm not giving myself a choice to give up. Nope.
I love that. I will not do that. It's not an option. It is not an option. I literally have a tattoo on my body that says do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of nerddom, I'm a Star Wars fan, of course. But I love that. Are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
See, you're my kin. I knew we got along for a reason.
Hell yeah.
Look, recovery is crazy. So have you been able to connect with other survivors since your brain injury?
Yeah, I've been really trying to do that a lot. Can't say I'm as cool as you, just randomly reaching out to all these folk.
when you say cool,
me to do that.
When you say cool, do you mean psychopath? Because I'm basically a psychopath stalker. That's what I am.
I wouldn't say you're a psychopath stalker. I think you're kind of cool. I think it's great.
I appreciate that. You know what it is, for me at least. And I don't know if this resonates with you. You're still really early in recovery, and hopefully it does. Not hopefully, because I don't want anybody to feel this way, but it's kind of the truth. After my brain injury, I was the most isolated and lonely I've ever felt in my life. Not because I didn't have people around. It's because nobody understood me. Like, absolutely. I didn't have anybody to talk to. I couldn't explain the fatigue. I couldn't explain the fog. I couldn't explain to somebody, hey, so everything I'm experiencing is brand new.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, the people that I've known my entire life, I'm re-meeting you. Like, this is a reintroduction. Breathing, walking, talking, functionality of hands and arms, all this stuff is brand new. It's a shock to your system. And if you've never experienced it, you can't possibly understand. So I went close to my first year of recovery. Just, I made it, I survived. And I'm like, well, what now? I was so lonely. It wasn't until I actually connected with a couple of survivors, my friend Noreen in Australia, my friend Rianne in the Netherlands, where I was like, there's more, there are more of me. I have never felt so comfortable than when speaking to another survivor. Like, it changed my life. It really did. And I've kind of made it like a little bit of my mission to reach out and connect with other survivors, because it shouldn't take that long. It shouldn't take over a year for you to feel like, hey, by the way, there are people who understand what you're going through. It shouldn't take that. So that's why I'm a psychopath. And that's why, Chris, now I don't 100% remember how we connected. Do you?
Well, I wrote a long-winded post about needing human connection. And you were like, hey, this resonated with me. And let's be friends. And I was like, okay, let's be friends.
Yep,
I need friends.
That sounds 100% like me. That sounds like exactly what I would do. I have a thing. So my deficits were physically very little. I have issues with my right hand when it exhausts and like fine motor skills. And I get like tremors every once in a while. That's about it. Mine is mostly memory. My memory just sucks. So when I connect with somebody, there's like, look, we share this once in a lifetime, unexplainable, horrific thing that happened to us with a brain injury, right? We share that common thing. So we're kind of like family immediately. So I don't remember the details most of the time of my people, like how we met. I just know now, oh, you're my people. So Chris is my homie. How'd you guys meet? I have no idea. Like it really blows my mind, because I forget all the time. I just know that you guys are my people. Honestly, the rest doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter. Like, we're here now, right? So that's why I ask. And hopefully some people get mad. They're like, how could you forget? I'm like, dude, I had a brain injury. That's how. that's how I forget.
Brain family. That's what exactly. I keep saying. People are like, how do you know this person? And I'm like, oh, we're brain family. It's fine.
Yeah, look, I say it almost every episode now. We're a lot like soldiers, right? Like soldiers who've been to war, they know what it's like to live through and experience war. We are the only ones that know what it's like to go through a war with our own brains. It's... Mm-hmm. Look, you have an affected side. Your brain isn't really talking to that part of your body. That's something that nobody can possibly understand. Yeah. Like, it just makes no sense to anybody except people who have kind of been through things like that. I had left side neglect when I was in the hospital, where my brain didn't acknowledge I had a left side.
Same.
Now, this here's a question. I don't know. Did that work with your, like, when you would write things? Or was it strictly just the physical? Because my left side neglect, when my brain didn't say, oh yeah, Joe, you have a left side, they would have me draw a clock, and I would literally draw half of a clock. They would have me draw a person, and I would draw half of a person. Did you do that as well?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They had me draw a bed, and I drew half a bed. And then as I crossed over to the left side of my body, when I was drawing a line, a straight line, my line got very, very unstraight.
That's
as I went left. It got a little wonky.
Can you write now, or do you still kind of leave things out?
I can write pretty good, pretty okay, but it's not bad. But yeah, I still forget about things on the left side. I explain to regular old people that it's kind of like Zoolander. I can't turn left.
That I'm gonna have to steal that at some point. I will absolutely give you credit every time I say it. That is brilliant. This is why we're
welcome
homies.
To take that anytime.
this is why we're homies. Do you remember them asking you, well, what about this thing? Like, what about the other side?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, they still do that. And I'm just like, crap. I forget about the other side.
Well, I remember just early on, I don't have much memory of any of that stuff, but I do remember being completely confused where they said, what about the left side of the clock? And I'm like, I didn't understand. I was like, no, that's an entire clock. What are you not seeing? And it wasn't them. It was me. I was like, I see a whole person. I see a whole clock. I see a whole door. I don't know. Yeah. Like it didn't click. So then I started to feel a little bit crazy. Like I started to feel like, well, what is going on?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It was like, yeah, you're looking at it and it doesn't feel, your brain's telling you that it's not important anymore. It's weird. Very hard to explain.
This is why we always have to, like brain injury survivors, we have to connect with one another because we don't even, you know, you say it. Like, I get it. Like, I totally understand it. So question, when you came home from the hospital, how long did it take you to get comfortable, or are you still uncomfortable being home, like getting acclimated into society, you know, dealing with friends, family, people? How long did it take to get to like, well, okay, I'm here now? Or was it like immediate, like, oh yeah, I'm home and I'm ready to rock and roll?
It took me, well, let's see. I needed to get my skull back in my head. That little piece of bone, right. In order feel
bone flap,
comfortable.
Right?
Yeah, my bone flap. So I guess I would say maybe like a few weeks after my bone flap was in, then I felt really, really comfortable.
Okay.
I mean, to this day, I'm still running into the doors, well, walls.
Right. Is it your whatever. Vision or is it just your physically?
Oh, you're just... it's just, yeah, my affected arm is just slapping around. It's cool.
Yeah, poking holes in walls, you're fine.
Yeah. It's okay. But yeah, I feel pretty acclimated with people around me and friends, and I feel comfortable going out and about in the world, I guess. I would say it took probably from after my initial injury, it took maybe 4 or 5 months.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
now I'm at 10 months and I'm like, yeah, put me in, coach. Let's do this.
Yeah, you're ready to rock and roll. I seriously, I love the energy, you know, I love the passion to keep going.
Woohoo!
And you said you love PT, which is amazing. Like, have you tried Modus Nova?
I have not yet, but okay. I'm working on it.
Yeah, Modus Nova, they have the Modus arm, and it can help with the fine motor skills. And this is where we should play the ad in the show.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
The guys are really, really cool. And I've tried the Modus Hand. It's cool because like the repetitions on your own can be boring. It's like, yeah, okay, totally. Well, I just did this 800 times. When you do it with like the Modus hand, you're like literally playing a video game. Like you're playing asteroids.
Yeah.
You're playing like asteroids or Galaga. And but with your hand. So you're getting these repetitions in, but you're like gamifying it, which I just think is brilliant. So yeah, definitely something to check out. Are you in PT or are you doing physical therapy by yourself?
All the above.
Oh, that's great. Look, anybody out there, yes, go to PT, go to OT, then go home and bust your ass. The people who put in the most work are the ones that see the best results, you know? And I've seen your results, Krista. I watch your social medias. We're homies. You have danced, you have moved, you have yogurt. Was it yogurt?
Oh yeah. I tried to downward dog.
It was downward.
My dog almost knocked me over.
It's
fine.
It's not a small dog.
She's not. She is. I mean, she's a little bull. She'll just knock me over. But she's a lover, and then she'll just lick my face off. It's okay.
Oh, that's sweet. But I love that. Look, we're in charge of our own recovery. It's nice to have somebody say, "Hey, do this, go there, try this." That's great. We're the ones that have to do it. Like we have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you holding up emotionally after all this stuff?
Emotionally, it's been a little rocky. Mm-hmm. It's been up and down. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know if this is the healthiest thing to do. I have filled my calendar with physical therapy to kind of like block out the emotional part.
Oh, Krista, so you're putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
I am. It's bad.
Well, look, it's you know you, right? And I'll say this, when it comes to recovery, especially early in recovery, the mental side of it is huge, almost as much as important as the physical side, because the physical can only go so far. You know, our minds, if that breaks down, it's over.
Yeah,
I didn't really feel like I was recovering until I actually went to like therapy and I had to talk about stuff, which is, by the way, the worst. It's the worst. Lauren has been yelling at me to get back in therapy because she understands I'm a psychopath and I'm slowly descending into madness. Look, it's hard. It's hard to do telehealth for me.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
When I think therapy and when I did therapy, I think everybody should do telehealth. I think it should work. But for me, it just doesn't work for me. I need to be in that little room. I need to sit on that uncomfortable, like, IKEA couch. I need to see that one plant up on the bookshelf. Like, I need that, you know? It's real to me. If it's just doing what we're doing right now, it doesn't seem like super real. I would feel like I'm on a podcast. I wouldn't feel like...
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
I'm in therapy. I do suggest, Krista, go to therapy.
Oh, yeah. I've got a therapy session for next week.
Like a therapy session?
Yeah, I'm starting somatic therapy. Stoked about it.
Have you done therapy before?
Yes, I have. And I had a therapist kind of provided to me by, oh dear, I hope she's not listening to this. So we can, you know, we can put this off the record.
we could cut anything.
It was given
you
to
like
me by the state. And okay. She was not helpful.
She was the worst.
I mean, it felt like I was more talking to a friend than helping me work through any trauma.
Look, if it's, you're not naming any names, so that's fine. Look, therapists, step up your game. That's it. You're supposed to help people, right? You're not supposed to be homies. Yeah. You're supposed to like help us. We're supposed to be comfortable with our therapist. We shouldn't be like, hey, what are you doing after this?
That's true.
That should not be the thing. Look, when it comes to therapy, for me, I see it just like when it comes to like picking the right doctor or the right like physical or occupational therapist. It's dating.
Yeah.
And you and I, we don't know what that is because we've been in very long-term relationships.
It's true. I don't know how to date.
We're going to jump into a whole side thing right now. This has nothing to do with brain injuries or anything. This just has to do with dating. How ridiculous is it that people date on apps? Does that blow your mind?
Yeah, I don't even know. Just my best friend on the whole planet has a chronic autoimmune disease, and so she's the only other person that I, aside from you and my other brain injury family members, she's been the other person that I can really, really relate to with like the isolation and fatigue and even like spasticity. She gets it, and so she's dating. And I'm like, how the hell are you dating right now? I'm impressed. And she's just on this app, just like, I don't even know. I don't understand. I'm impressed. Crazy.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's great. I think it's amazing. Can I tell you what it is? I'll be completely honest. It's jealousy on my end. Okay. Why am I jealous? Because I had to bust my ass, man. Like, we didn't have to look. Now it's like, oh, I don't like that picture. Oh, I'm just look, you meet people by like moving your thumbs while sitting at home in your drawers in front of a TV.
Totally.
I had to grow this personality to get girls to go out with me. I'm not the most attractive dude in the world. I'm not a rich guy by any stretch of the imagination. So like, I literally had to grow. I had to work so fucking hard to get
you
women.
You have to be a person.
To be like, hey, take a chance on this dummy.
Aww.
Now it's so easy where I'm like, you spoiled brats. Ugh. You disgust me. Like, I just feel like that old dude. You know what I mean? Where I'm like,
oh, yeah,
it's horrible. I don't get it. I do think it's beautiful. And it's also, it's extended. I don't know if you noticed or not. There's like, have you heard of Bumble?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
that's what my homegirl is.
There's a new thing
playing on.
It's called Bumble BFF.
Wait, what? For like friends?
Yes.
So
my friend Octavia, she's a friend of the show. She's been on a few times. Love Octavia. One of my favorite, honestly, one of my favorite people in the world. I say that to everybody, but all of my people, you guys are my favorites. But Octavia is like on a pedestal. I just love her. She's the greatest, right? She was posting this thing about going on Bumble BFF, and she's gone on a couple of BFF dates.
That's so cool.
She said it was amazing. She said it was great. She was like, it was really cool. And if you think about it, people who are, you know, in a new city, are just busy. How are you going to connect with other people, right? Like, it's the times they are a changing. So literally,
I'm intrigued.
There's an app for that. There's literally an app for anything. So, you know, if you're interested in trying to connect with people, be a psycho like me, just reach out to random people or check out Bumble BFF. Who knows? You might find your next friend. We need a brain injury Bumble BFF. That's what we need.
We do.
You know, like, I do my best to connect other survivors like from around the world. Like, hey, where are you? You talk to this person. And like, I always try to connect people everywhere. So I'm kind of brain injury Bumble BFF. But like,
you're like this magician that's just like, hey, you meet this person. Yay. Be friends.
We all are on this boat together, right? We all need to connect. Also, I think what you're doing right now, just in sharing your story and talking about, you know, how you just fell in love with PT and you keep on going and like all of these things, we all have a certain amount of information about our brain injuries. It's all of our stories are important. So like, I share things about me. So maybe you pick up something that'll help you in your recovery. You'll share something that somebody's going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't know that that was a thing. And I'm going to try that now. I think it's important that we all share this stuff. Also, even in just sharing your story and saying, hey, I'm doing this and I want to do these other things, you're almost giving other survivors permission to do the same. You know?
Yeah.
And you can do anything. Like, I feel that this is, I feel like I'm on a soapbox now, but like, I really feel like we can do anything. I was talking to somebody the other day where it's like, look, anything you want to do, you can do, right? It doesn't matter if you're in the corporate world and you're like, you know what? I think I want to be a battle rapper. Who knows? Whatever it is. If that's what you want to do, quit your day job and become a battle rapper. Talk to me about it. We'll figure. The first thing I'll say is, hey, how can we make this work? Right? Let's figure this out. Do we need to watch 8 Mile like 9 times? Do we need to get a cap and a hoodie? Like, let's figure this out. You know, like,
let's do it.
So I love the fact that you're like, yeah, like let's go. What are your goals now? Like, what are you looking forward to? Your brain injury anniversary is coming up. And I always kind of look at that as like a day to celebrate, which, by the way, you better celebrate. It's not celebrating that you almost died, right? It's not celebrating that your life was changed. It's celebrating the fact that you survived. It's celebrating the fact that you can celebrate. So you have that coming up. And I always try to like set a goal. Like, I want to do this upcoming year. Do you have any goals that you're looking forward to moving forward?
You know what? Great question. And perfect that you brought up the anniversary, because it actually just happens to land on the anniversary. I had an old friend of mine reach out to me and ask me if I wanted to. So before my accident, I was a professional dancer, more of like not quite ballerina, not really in that world. Definitely more on like the urban side of life. Definitely did more street styles, funk styles, breaking, popping, locking, house dance, a little bit of that.
Crumping?
I kind of look like an idiot. I'm not going to say I do any crumping, but I do other stuff. But I was invited to judge a battle, an all styles battle, on the day before my anniversary. And at first I was a little hesitant and I was like, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to be in my right mind for that. So let me think about it. And then I sat and really thought about it and was like, you know what? It's going to be my anniversary, and what better situation but to surround myself in this community that has embraced me this whole time when I have felt so isolated and sad. Like, the dance community is always really, I mean, you know, talk about chosen family.
Right.
They have really just embraced me this entire time. Like, they have stood by my side, and like, I have one of my best friends who is a dancer out in Los Angeles right now. He has sent me these little videos, and like the app Marco Polo, he'll send me little dance moves and be like, okay, Crystal, let's try this. But anyway, so everybody has just kept me strong. And I just think it would be a perfect opportunity for me to be around them on my anniversary. And then as a judge, you have a showcase that you're supposed to do. So, you know, you kind of have to show your stuff, show off a little bit before
yes.
you get to judge other people.
Are so you ready for this?
I may or may not perform.
No. Okay. Now you do whatever you're comfortable with because it's your life, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I sincerely, deeply hope that you choose to do that. I hope that you go out and you just show the fuck out.
Hell yeah. That's the plan.
Oh my gosh. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Please record this, because in my head, you've already said yes. Please record this and post all this stuff, because now I say this, I'm putting all this weight on you for some reason. It's so I see this outside looking in. This would be a massive moment for you in your recovery. Okay.
Yeah.
On top of that, it would be a huge victory for the community. Like, it really would be to go out and do that. Holy shit. Do you know how inspiring that would be to so many people out there?
Yeah.
Now that I put on the pressure, you kind of have to do it, don't you?
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
Boom, that's it. Joe Borges making people uncomfortable. That's
made the commitment. And this is kind of cool. And I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about this, just on top of all the, I don't know, we had talked about feeling a little bit isolated earlier, but doing something like this and showing face in the community also kind of opens that door for people to feel comfortable to approach you in a more of a social setting. Like, hey, oh, you're not made out of glass. Okay, I can come over and hang out with you. Let's session sometime. So that's kind of a cool thing. I mean, by October, I'm not going to be so desperate for human connection, but it's cool.
Hey, by then,
that will really open the door a little bit.
By then, you might be like, look, guys, just leave me alone. I just want some alone time.
Go away.
I'm so excited. I just think that would be such a beautiful moment. By the way, I knew you dance. I didn't know you were a dancer. I have four survivors I want to connect you with.
Yeah. Remind me.
Because I'll probably forget. Because I don't know if you know this or not, I have fucking brain injury.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, same here. Because you did tell me that you wanted to connect me with some other dancers. And I know that you did an episode with someone who was a dancer, but brain injury. I forgot.
So the episode that hasn't come out yet, it'll be coming out. You guys don't know when I recorded this. This could be like a year ago.
I'm just talking to you on Instagram. No big deal.
I recorded with my friend Morena. Morena is an amazing dancer from Brazil. And she, can I tell you what's really funny? It might be something in the dancing gene. There is like a inner passion and motivation to keep going that I love. Cause you're like, there's no, like, you just have this fight in you. She was told by a doctor while she was in a wheelchair with her mom there, the doctor was like, oh yeah, she's going to be in a wheelchair the rest of her life.
Oh God, that would kill me.
In that moment, here's what's crazy. It might not have. In that moment where she's being told by the doctor that, you're not walking again. The first thing she said is, I'm going to be in the Paralympics. This isn't going to stop my quality of life. I am going to still live I might not be able to do certain things, but I'm going to be able to do other things, which that mindset just, it made me so proud. It inspired the hell out of me. I just thought it was so beautiful. And no, she's not in a wheelchair. She is dancing her amazing ass off, you know, she is just incredible. She's like all over the TikToks. she does all, like, it's incredible. Like she just blows my mind. But you have like that same kind of fight and passion where I'm like, hey, maybe it's dancers. Maybe you guys, my other friend, Sveta from Russia. She is another dancer and she's incredible too. She just fights through. She's starting to like jog around a track and it's just, it's amazing.
I follow her. She's awesome.
She's one of the ones I'm going to connect you with.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, that's perfect. Yeah. I already follow her.
We're all friends here. We're all family. Like I love this. Krista, I think you're amazing. Like I really do. I'm really, first off, I think you're pretty cool because you got a bunch of ink.
Well, shucks. It's not finished yet.
what are you adding to it? There better be a Survivor ink in there somewhere.
Oh, there will be. Oh, show. Maybe on this blank arm on the right side. my left sleeve just needs to be filled in. Mm-hmm. But I had my appointment to get it shaded the day after my accident.
Wow.
So it's cool.
Hey, you, here's the thing. You have time. You know what I mean?
I've got plenty of time.
Yeah, plenty of time. You could do that on one of your brain injury anniversaries.
Absolutely.
Could do it just because. Do you want to know why you could do it just because? Because you're here. So and I say this all the time now, as crazy as things are, as like just depressing as the world can be, as dark as things can get, we're here to experience how crazy and sad and dark and depressing it can get.
Definitely.
That in and of itself is pretty beautiful. It is. These are just moments in time. They really are, you know, and as sad and as dark as things get, look, there's always another moment. There's always another day. So I'm sure when you can feel anything on one of your sides, that was a really dark day and a dark time. It was cool. Not it was cool. It was all right. It happened. Now what? Am I just going to like just stay down and no, you keep pushing forward. You keep fighting and look at where you are now. You're here inspiring so many in the community. Like, I mean that, like, I hope you because you're still really early in this.
Yeah.
You sharing what you do, you coming with the attitude that you have, you're going to inspire so many people. And I think that's so beautiful and it's invaluable. So as an outsider, I just want to thank you for being amazing. Seriously.
Well, thanks. Thank you too.
Also, the scooters that are kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm kind of an idiot. You guys gather that by now. Every time I drive my significant other crazy, every time like we drive by some, I'm like, oh, somebody left their scooter. Like I'll do that 20 times in like a ride. Oh, look, two people left their scooter there. And she's like, Joe, just shut up. I get it.
Just kick them over.
And then my response is, hey, you could have left me in the hospital. You didn't. This is your fault.
You didn't. You stayed.
So this is a part of the show. You already mentioned a little bit of your nerdom, but let's talk about your nerdom real briefly.
Oh, yes. Krista? My nerdom is movement, which I didn't have last September. Mm-hmm. So I know that's kind of broad, but PT, I guess. I just love moving around. I love any sort of exercise, Pelotoning. I go on morning walks every single day and just give myself this ridiculous to-do list of exercises every day. I just love my own little PT.
Oh, that is
big old PT nerd.
look, that is incredible. And that's why you're improving. You're seeing the improvements that you've seen. You're putting in that work. That's the thing. Look, the more work you put in, you're going to see more results. You really are. If you're just going to, if you're only going to do your physical therapy sessions, and you're not going to do anything on your own, you're only going to go so far. You have to, this is a constant. This is something that you kind of keep on having to push. Let's go. Now, I say that being, you know, like physically, I'm kind of killing it and people like get mad at me. And I'm like, look, I'm sorry that I'm physically, like I made it back physically. You know what I mean? But it didn't happen by accident. Like I busted my ass. There was a time where I had to have people help me into the shower. Very embarrassing. It's not, you know, not ideal for a grown ass man, but it happened. I'll have to go to the restroom. Will you help me? Oh, it's so weird. I'm so, but again, those are just moments in time. We made it past.
We did. We made it through the dark days.
Dude, they were so dark and I'm so happy that they were just moments in time. And we're here. This is why I like to celebrate the light, right? This is why I'm not really fixated and focused on, oh man, just awful things. It's like, nah, man, we made it back to like smile more than we frowned. And that's what I really try to do. So, and you do that too. And that's what I really appreciate about you. If the people out there wanted to reach out to you, Krista, how would they do so?
Well, you can find me on the good old Instagrams. My handle is the Lil, L-I-L, Lou, L-E-W, Ritz, like Ritz crackers, R-I-T-Z. It's a mixture of both my last names. Lil Lou Ritz. Yeah. The Lil Lou Ritz.
It'll be in the show notes because even right now, kind of forgot it.
And I can't even say it. You know, brain injury, broken jaw, but still.
Right. Oh, also, the way you speak, phenomenal.
Hey, thanks. Like, I really, it.
Again, if we were just having a conversation, I wouldn't say, oh, wow, you've had reconstructive surgery on your jaw. And I wouldn't say, oh, you have brain injury, because there's like visually and the way you like it, there's no difference to me. I didn't know you before. Maybe there's a difference just to me, just superficially. Can't even tell.
Well, that's great.
And well, you know, it's funny. I know that that's
a curse, kind of.
It's completely, completely. The you look so normal is the worst, right? Because it's only skin deep. You know, you don't know the traumas that we deal with every single day of our lives.
Yeah.
So definitely reach out to Krista. She is an amazing human being. She's a rock star. She's just and keep yelling at her to definitely contribute in that dance competition, because I just think it's gonna be phenomenal. I just think it's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be fun.
I think it's just gonna be, I just think it's gonna be so cool. I'm so excited. So Krista, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me. Such a pleasure.
I'm of course,
a big fan of this podcast, so I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, shucks. No, continue. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm really thankful that you were able to share your story. And really, you know, I just love your attitude about this. There's an energy that I think we should all have, and it's what you have right now. It's just that, hey, I'm excited to be here. You know, even on shit days, there's shit days, but I'm excited to be here on shit days. Maybe not in the moment. But afterwards, it's like, you know what? This is so much better than being stuck in a bed or even worse, you know? Definitely reach out to Krista. If you wanted to attempt to reach out to my tiny, beautiful ass-kicking co-host, Lauren, you can at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at Joe Soul Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us at the Neuro Nerds everywhere.
Woohoo!
Now, little PSA at the end here. I feel like this is the end of like G.I. Joe and they're like, and knowing is half the battle. If you're going to get on a bike, if you're going to get on a skateboard, if you're going to get on throw on a pair of roller skates or roller blades, please put on a helmet.
Please.
Krista, I think you could back me up here.
Think of or don't stick your chin out when you're flying off of anything. When you're like going towards the ground, then don't stick your chin out first, and definitely wear a helmet. Please.
Definitely wear a helmet. That came straight from Amazing Chris's reconstructive jaw mouth. I think, and again, after brain injury, hey, who knows? Maybe we should just be wearing helmets all the time. Put stickers on them. Put like little horns. I think it's a great idea. We got to protect ourselves. So on that strange, odd note, this Neuro Nerd is out. I think we should all just wear helmets and hockey pads every single day of our lives.
you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.